This is OPB. I'm Crystal Liguori. Portland native Colin O'Brady is a professional endurance athlete, so he's used to races. But now he's truly in the race of his life. O'Brady is trying to become the first person to cross Antarctica alone and without support. That means he's skiing more than 900 miles while hauling a sled that weighs hundreds of pounds. It contains everything he needs to stay alive in some of the harshest conditions on Earth. On Friday, our All Things Considered host, Kate Davidson, checked in with O'Brady for a few minutes at the end of a long, long day. And in a quick note to listeners, O'Brady's audio is not studio quality as we reached him in Antarctica on a satellite phone.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I'm sitting here in my tent in Antarctica getting pounded by the wind.
Colin, you're about 50 days into this journey now. Where are you?
I am 150 miles or so from the South Pole, trying to become the first person ever to cross the entire continent via the South Pole. So one side of the continent to the South Pole and to the other side, and I'm coming back down the other side. I was at the South Pole about 10 days ago, and no one's ever done that alone, unsupported, unaided, what I'm trying to do, and I'm nearing the finish line, hopefully.
You're getting there. So just to recap, because the line is a little iffy, you're trying to become the first person to go unsupported from the shore to the South Pole, back to the shore of Antarctica. You're almost done. What did you do today?
This was actually my longest day of the entire expedition. 33.1 miles in 50 days. I haven't seen a single other person. Very isolating.
You have been posting often to Instagram. On day four, you said it was the first day that you hadn't cried in your goggles. And then on days 47 and 48, you got caught in this winter storm with no visibility. Can you describe the hardest part of this experience?
It just seems to never end, you know. There's no breaks. There's no days off. I haven't taken a single day off in 50 days because I do all run out of food. It's just been a continual challenge that has pushed me and all my limits to its absolute extremes and core.
Can I ask you why you're doing this?
To just show people that when you dream big, you set goals, you can achieve so many amazing things.
Was there a moment that you thought that you could not complete this journey?
There's been many moments where I've had doubts, but I just keep putting one foot in front of the other every single day, and hopefully that's going to get me to the finish line here in the next 10 days or so.
So you are trying to cross Antarctica alone, but there's actually another adventurer there right now, Lewis Rudd. He is trying to do exactly the same thing. How has it affected your experience knowing that there's another person not too far away from you?
You know, it's ultimately a race, you know. Not only am I racing him head-to-head, but it's a race against history. You know, many people have attempted this project and failed. A couple of years ago, a guy died less than 100 miles from the finish line. And so, you know, it's not to be taken lightly. It's really not over until it's over. But, you know, having Lou out here, I have the utmost respect for him. Obviously, I'm hoping that I'll be the one that crossed the finish line first. But for him to be out here, and hopefully he'll be able to complete it one way or the other, regardless. And, you know, we'll be peers in that.
So what are you planning on doing on Christmas Day?
Same thing I do every day. Wake up, pack my stuff, and drag my sled for 12 or 13 hours across Antarctica.
That's Portland native Colin O'Brady. He's trying to become the first person to cross Antarctica alone and without support. Good luck.
Thank you.